10 blog ideas for a crochet site. You want to increase traffic to your site and to engage readers and bring them to your site again and again. Once they are there, you have a wonderful opportunity to get them to investigate your site and find it a useful resource. A blog is a way to give your site fresh content and create a community that feels involved and wants to remain involved. Choosing topics that draw in a wide range of readers will help you to gain new traffic and more hits on your site that keep momentum going. These are a few ideas that can provide you with examples of blogs you could create and the reasons behind them. To start with, a granny square crochet pattern for beginners. Get your readers interested in crochet by offering a blog idea that appeals to those who are new to crocheting. A blanket square is a simple shape and gives readers the chance to make something that is easy and will give them a sense of satisfaction with the outcome. So I'd suggest the title, How to Create a Granny Square for Beginners, Beginner's Crochet. Content suggestion, offer a step-by-step guide for newcomers to crocheting. This can include essential items that they will need to buy and those that they won't need but may be tempted to buy. Offer tips, holding the needles, which yarn to buy, and give them encouragement in case they're finding it hard. Tell them stories of other new starters and how they overcame hurdles. Offer simple, easy to follow steps with pictures, if possible, of how to create the square from start to finish. Then suggest uses for the square, such as making more to form a blanket. Why? Someone who wants to learn to crochet may use the internet as a starting point. If they find your site is offering an easy-to-follow guide with full instructions on method and equipment, they will feel positive towards your site and wish to return. This can benefit you if you have revenue attached to your site, as they may buy items or services from you. If you are advertising classes, they may take those up. If you give readers a chance to send in pictures of their made items, it will provide motivation and incentive to continue and do a good job. Second idea, easy crochet baby blanket patterns for beginners. Concept. Again, it's useful to provide your readers with a focal starting point. They may have a friend or relative who is expecting a baby, and knowing that they can offer a handmade gift may incentivize them to start the item. If they've searched particularly for a site that offers help with a baby blanket, they'll come straight to you. It's helpful to offer tips on how to get started, including a simple set of instructions and a guide to equipment they will need to buy. So a title suggestion could be How to Make a Crocheted Baby Blanket for Beginners. Content suggestion. Give your readers some encouragement as to the ease of creating a crocheted baby blanket. Tell them how to get started and suggest materials. Give them tips from your own experience. Help them to understand the process behind the skill and show pictures to illustrate your thoughts. Invite their comments and questions in your feedback section. Suggest colours, yarns and needles, and tell them how you got started and how long it took you to become accomplished. Why? A baby blanket is a sizeable item and something that's useful rather than just making something for the sake of learning a new skill. If you offer readers the opportunity to make something that can be passed on as a gift that was made with love, it will inspire them to get started and to really make an effort to learn, as they'll want the finished product to be good. Number three, crochet baby hat patterns for beginners. Concept. A baby's hat is a useful item that every new mother needs. If it can be produced quite easily, focus on that to encourage new starters. It may be that the reader has completed an item before, so explain how the pattern for a hat is made and the process of making it, and how that differs from a simple square. Give tips and ideas for securing the parts of the pattern together, and offer pictures that can go quite well and alerts to what can go wrong. Title suggestion would be A Beginner's Guide to Crocheting a Baby's Hat. Content suggestion. Give your reader encouragement and helpful tips on how to get started. Give them handy tips or shortcuts that you know of. Give them full step-by-step instructions on how to go through the process, from choosing their materials right through to decorating the finished product. Tell them about sizing and possible hurdles they may come up against. Invite them to ask questions or give feedback on how they got on. Why? A baby's bonnet is something that is a traditional gift for a newborn. If you're knitting this for a loved one, it will be treasured. So impart all that to your readers and help them to feel involved in your journey as well as taking their own. Give simple instructions. Imagine you're starting out and put yourself in their shoes. Remember things that challenged and delighted you as you started out and put those feelings into your blog. You will enthuse your readers and encourage them to make a return visit to your site. Next idea, slouchy beanie crochet pattern for beginners. Concept, a slouchy beanie is a more modern item that might engage younger readers. If they're searching for a way to make one themselves, for a friend, for themselves, or for a school project, they'll provide traffic to your site. They may not have crocheted before or may have forgotten the principles, so they may find your site that way. Title suggestion would be a beginner's guide to making a slouchy beanie. Content suggestion. Take your readers through the whole process of making the beanie. Give them pattern instructions, equipment advice, and a step-by-step guide of how to get started and how to finish the process. Give ideas on yarns, on colours, and on decoration. Provide photos if possible and tell them your experiences of making similar items and how they were received. Give them a picture of the finished product so they know what they're aiming for. Why? Someone who wants to learn crocheting may not want to make a traditional item. Youngsters may engage with the idea of making something that they will actually be able to use and want to wear. If they are beginners or restarters at crocheting, they will find your site by using the keywords that you provide. They'll engage with the subject matter, might get hooked on the process, and then come back to your site for further inspiration. Next suggestion is a crochet sweater pattern for beginners. Concept. If someone wants to crochet a sweater but they're not very confident about their abilities, they might search for a beginner's pattern and this will lead them to your site. Even if they're preparing to crochet a sweater and they have some experience of crocheting, they may still be led to your site and this will increase traffic and hopefully get people to come back once they like what they see. So title suggestion would just be a guide to crocheting a sweater for beginners. Content suggestion, you need to provide a clear and concise process from how to crochet a sweater start to finish. Engage your readers with a chatty style. Try to draw them into the rest of the site by mentioning other pages on your site that might interest them. Encourage them to give feedback of their experience and to ask questions if they want to, and provide pictures of examples of the stages of the process and the finished product. Suggest patterns, types of yarn, good retailers and equipment suppliers. Help them learn what might go wrong and how to correct it. Why? You're aiming to start a dialogue with your readers. You need to leave them feeling that they've enjoyed the experience of visiting, that they got something out of it and they want to return. Next idea, crochet blanket pattern for beginners. Concept. If a reader is surfing the web and searches for blanket patterns, they may come across your site. If they happen upon it by chance and like what they see, they might return. So you need to provide enough in the blog to excite them and to encourage them to stay and to return. Title suggestion would be a guide to crochet blanket patterns for beginners. Content suggestion. The concept of a pattern might be new to beginners. Explain its purpose. Treat the reader as if they're new to crocheting without patronising them. Draw on your own experience of being a newcomer to offer support and useful tips and how to avoid potential pitfalls. Be encouraging and engaging and leave them wanting to come back. Give them step-by-step examples of how the pattern is created and what it's used for and how. Give them an example of a finished product and use pictures. People learn more easily if there's a visual prompt. Why? You want to encourage more traffic to your site, so you need to have an interesting topic, well written, that leaves readers wanting more. You need to be engaging and chatty and informative and give the reader some knowledge to take away with them that encourages them to return. Next idea, crochet Afghan patterns for beginners. Concept, to engage your readers, encourage them to visit your site, give them something useful to take away with them and make the blog so enjoyable and interesting that they want to return. Title suggestion would just be a guide to Afghan crochet patterns for beginners. Content suggestion, give your readers some really useful information written in a friendly fashion and give them step-by-step guides to making the patterns with suggestions for using them. Draw on your experience of doing this and mention helpful hints like you would with a friend. Take them through the process and illustrate with pictures if possible. Why? Readers may be starting out in pattern cutting and making them for the first time, and this might be a challenge to some. They want to be guided through the process, feel they've achieved something and want to come back for more. If you offer them the chance to give feedback, they're more likely to return to the site to see what others thought of their comments and engage with the blog on a regular basis. Next idea is a baby beanie crochet pattern for beginners. Concept. People may search for baby beanie or beanie crochet or any of the keywords you choose. This will bring readers to your site and increase your traffic flow. If readers find your site and enjoy the blog, they might come back. Anything that makes their experience positive and informative may encourage them to return. So the title suggestion would be a beginner's guide to baby beanie crochet pattern. Content suggestion. Once again, give your readers a clear and concise method for making the pattern and help them through the process step by step. Try not to leave anything out, even if it seems obvious. It might be obvious if you've never done it before. Add some pictures in to give visual interest and break up the text. Give some ideas for patterns and decoration, sizing, and if you've got a cute picture of a baby wearing one of your hats, and you've got the parent's permission, of course, put that in too. Why? A baby beanie is a cute thing to make, and learning to make a pattern is an important skill to know. So engage your readers with informative, chatty text and give them a reason to come back. Lead them back by telling them about future blog topics or invite feedback and pictures of their creation. Try and increase regular visitors to the site and aim for repeat business. Next topic idea, knitting pattern for a men's beanie hat. Concept, to draw readers to your site through their desire to knit the article in question. To keep them on the site, browsing other items, and to give them the desire to come back. Give them enough content to make them want to come back, and enough of a feeling of belonging through identification with the material to want to come back and be involved with the community of the blog. So the simple title would be How to Make a Knitting Pattern for a Men's Beanie Hat. Content suggestion. Give your readers a full and thorough description of how to make a men's beanie hat pattern. Talk them through the process, giving useful tips and information. Give examples of how to make the hat in different variations of patterns and decoration. Invite readers to ask questions and give feedback. As usual, illustrate with photos and encourage readers to submit pictures of their efforts. Why? You need to inform and entertain, so make the blog interesting to read, make it personal, and keep the tone chatty as well as educational. Give an insight into the process using your own experience to draw the readers in and encourage them to return. Aim to find ways of getting them to revisit your site and give them reasons to do so. Suggest other areas of the site that might help them and make sure the content of those pages is up to date and full of juicy content. Next idea is a crochet ripple baby blanket pattern. Concept is to draw the readers to your site again by making an interesting blog topic. Invite them in and then make the blog so appealing that they want to investigate the rest of the site and come back to the blog and be part of the blog themselves. Make them feel part of a community. Invite them feedback and ask how you could make the site more relevant to the readers. Work with them. Listen to their suggestions. They are your target audience after all, and they can really offer useful information. Title suggestion would be a guide to making a crochet ripple baby blanket pattern. Content suggestion. Explain to your readers how to make the pattern. Go through the process step by step. Remember, this could be the first time anyone's come onto your site. Offer your own insight and tips on how to get the pattern right. Make the process understandable without losing readers who know a bit more. Tricky balance to achieve, but you'll get it. Explain how different yarns and patterns can affect the finished products. Give suggestions about equipment and what they need to use to get best results. What's worked for you? Why? Bring the readers in by offering a subject they're interested in, then hold their attention long enough to get them to want more. Offer suggestions and hints, be generous with your information, and remember you're aiming to get them to come back and revisit. Next idea is a crochet sweater pattern for adults. Okay, the concept here again is to encourage visitors to your site with the content, and remember that if they're drawn in, they want something concrete to get their teeth into. So make the content full. Keep the style informal so they feel at home and relaxed. Make the reading easy. Make the steps easy too, and visually appealing so the site keeps their attention. Title suggestion here would be a guide to making a sweater pattern for adults. Content suggestion. Again, give your readers a clear idea of how to make the pattern with pictures. This might seem time consuming, but remember that your blog will be on the site for the duration of the site's existence, so the traffic you bring to your site through this will be worth the effort in the end. Bring your readers in, make them feel part of the community, invite feedback. You know the drill now. Particularly invite pictures or comments about their efforts and how they got on. Give examples of the finished sweater so readers know what could be achieved if they make the pattern. Why? Bring readers to your site with something that interests them. Give them information that they want. Give them a pleasant experience while they're gaining the information. Guide them through the pattern making process so they feel reassured, supported, and confident that you know what you're talking about. Try and get them to visit other areas on your site and to come back to the blog through the feedback suggestion. So to conclude, you are aiming to provide blog topics which readers of your site will find interesting. There is no point in having keywords which draw readers to a site they have no interest in. That just irritates people. So keep your content strong, make sure it's visually appealing, Readers might come to your site and flick through the pages to find something that stands out to them and makes them stop and look. Pages and pages of text are boring. Once they do come to your site, make sure there's enough information to engage them. Find ways to bring them back to the site. Competitions, giving feedback, all those kind of ideas are a good solution to make your readers feel involved and valued. Not only can you read our posts, but we will be of great help to people who have the passion for creating meaningful topics. Just message us for more details. Email bidrup3@gmail.com, Skype, write a bidrup, all one word, Facebook, https://www.fb.com/bidrupmalik/, Twitter, https://twitter.com/bidrupmalik.